Well, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. And I say welcome back to the few people that are listening, that those few that can endure going through the scripture chapter by chapter and verse by verse. It's something that's really not very popular in the world. We know what is popular out there, and what is popular is good works. Yeah, people like good works. They want to keep the letter of the law rather than have the law written on their heart. They keep looking at the letter, and they compare themselves with other people. There's a whole lot of popular programs out there that point out everything that's wrong with the world, and they tell you who is creating all the problems in the world. Now, yes, there are evil men, and we do have a point where we reprove evil, but we reprove the works of darkness. But we also need to be perfected, and we need to have his law written upon our hearts and our minds, that we might be his God. I mean, that we might be his people and he might be our God. So for those of you that love God's word and can endure a program like this, well, you know, what can I say? Continue in his kingdom. And as the Messiah said, he who endures to the end will be saved. And I've pondered that verse very much, because it seems very important, that the part about being saved, because, well, I want to be one that's saved. You know, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I want to be one of those in the last days that I will stand upon the earth. I want to be with Job standing there. So I need to endure unto the end to be saved. That's very important we find out what that means. I've come to a determination of a way of putting it that I understand it, and hopefully it helps others, that we need to endure in his kingdom, because his kingdom is where he is the king, and his kingdom has a law, and in order to live in his kingdom, we agree to live by his law. Not so that we can be saved, but because we are saved. And we desire to keep his law because we realize that he wrote it down to tell us what is pleasing to him in man. And if we love him, then we have a true desire to please him. So we endure crucifying the deeds of the flesh, those things that do not please him, that pleases him. Then we endure crucifying the deeds of the flesh, those things which do not please him. So if you really love God, that means that you have a true desire to please him with your life and to live your life in such a way that's pleasing to him. We love him, of course, because he loved us first. We didn't love him first, but we didn't know what love was. At least I could, speaking for myself, I didn't know what love was until he showed me. And then I said, well, how do I love you? And he said, keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I said, oh, is that how I can please you, Heavenly Father? By keeping your commandments. So I keep his commandments because I love him, because I have been born again. I've received that gift from him. And I can't do it through my own effort, but I do it through the imputed righteousness of Messiah. Yeah, he writes it in my flesh. Suddenly, I have a true heart's desire to please him. As long as it's just a dead letter written in stone, you know, like those 10 tablets were, the children of Israel didn't get it. It was outside of them. It wasn't in them. But when we receive his spirit, when we're by faith, we're grafted in to his holy nation, suddenly his Holy Spirit, by the word of God, becomes written in our hearts. Then we have a true heart desire to please him and keep his commandments. And we do it because we are saved. We don't do it to earn salvation. We don't do it to earn eternal life. The salvation precedes the works. Once saved, always saved. Well, yes. But how do we know we're saved? Because that salvation produces fruit, meat for repentance, the fruit of repentance, the fruit of the Spirit, a true heart's desire to please our Heavenly Father. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And that changes our lives. It renews our mind and our hearts. Now, the world out there, they say, just follow your heart. You know, until His law gets written in your heart, you can't, if you follow your heart, you're going to go astray. Because the scripture itself says that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked above all. That's why we need His law written on our heart. So that our heart's desire, see, it, now it's written in my heart. It's written in this heart of flesh. Now, I have to do it. You know, I have a desire to do it. Something's compelling me to put off the works of darkness. Job, you know, here he admits his sin. He admits the sin of his youth. He admits all that. He admits that he's not perfect, but somehow he stands in righteousness. And he reveals what that righteousness, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You know, words immortalized in the scripture here, and well, in the Messiah. You know, Handel's Messiah, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Let's continue here. Job answering his friends. He tells all about the wicked, and he says, the wicked don't always come to the end that you see in me right now. He's saying, you know, they can have a great life, and it can be wonderful, and in a moment go down to the grave. That's his answer to them. Therefore they say unto God, depart from me, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Yeah. They have no desire for the knowledge of his ways. They have everything they want, riches. They worship their riches because they have them. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? That's getting a little more insight into the elite out there, those that rule the world through the riches that they have because they love money. That's why they have it. Why do the wicked have money? Why do they have all the money? Why can't I have some? You know, I'd like more money, but I am unwilling to compromise the law of the Almighty. I am unwilling to practice covetousness. I am unwilling to bear false witness or deceive for money. That's why the wicked have all the money, if you must know. You know, praise the Almighty if you're poor, I guess. You know, perhaps you couldn't handle those riches. Perhaps they would swallow you up whole. Perhaps you'd forget all about him. Yes, I'm happy that the Almighty provides all that I need, even more than I need. I can be very grateful for that. Because the rich say they have everything they need and to the end of their life, and then in a moment they go down to the grave. Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrow in his anger. They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure hath he in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judgeth those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts, and the devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. For you say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have you not asked them that go by the way? And do you not know their tokens? That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction, and they shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face, and who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, as there are innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answers there remaineth falsehood? So Job tells us that in the answers of his friends there is falsehood. Consider that. Moving on to chapter 22 of Job. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered him and said, Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Here he brings more accusations. He's testing Job, going, yeah, have you done these things, Job? We haven't seen them. All of your ways have been before us. You've declared that, but there must be something hidden here. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of water cover thee. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? The thick clouds are a covering to him, and he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Hast thou marked the old way, which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood, which said unto God, Depart from me, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Really? Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words within thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, There is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Job chapter 23. Job answered and said, Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not. There, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where doth he work, but I cannot behold him? He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore I am troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. Well, I hope, you know, I pray that I can make the same declaration of Job. He knoweth the way I take. When I'm tried, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from his commandment, the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Beautiful words. The words of the righteous man Job. Job chapter 24, Job continues. Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know him not see his days? Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away the flocks and feed thereof. They drive away the ass of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth hide themselves together. Behold, as wild asses in the desert, they go forth to their work. Rising betimes for a prey. The wilderness yieldeth food for them and for their children. They reap every one his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and embrace the rock for want of a shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge of the poor. They cause him to go naked without clothing. They take away the sheaf from the hungry, which make oil within their walls, and tread the winepress, and suffer thirst. Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out, yet God layeth not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer, rising with the light, killeth the poor and the needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses, which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one knows them, they are in terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So doth the grave those which have sinned. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered. The wickedness shall be broken as a tree, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. And evil entreateth the barren that beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow. He draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of his life, though it be given him in safety. Whereon he resteth, his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all others, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not now, who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing worth? And then Bildad the Shuhite. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, Dominion and fear are with him, and he maketh peace in high places. Is there any number of armies upon whom he doth not his light arise? And we're going to have to pick this back up after these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border.